Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Clubby Sports.
It's verbatim. If it's on this show, it's verbatim.
That's it.
Grab Nick's left leg. I'll grab his right leg. Let's pull him out of Clarko's ass.
Got the potential to be a star, mate.
Oh, he's gone star.
Do you reckon he's taken 10 plus marks?
Oh, I reckon he has.
Say prelim, I start feeling
something. Have you played in many prelims?
No, I haven't.
It's not Hodgie and Ruff.
It's not Hodgie and Ruff. Like, it's not.
It's definitely not Hodgie and Ruff. No.
Who are they?
Lids is actually, as we speak,
wheels up.
Doing a couple monos down the Dalesford Hill.
Yes, guys, welcome back to Zoo Footy and Friends. It's where we talk about footy with friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the podcast.
Whoa. How'd you do that? That was good. This guy's a professional.
He's done this before. It's not his first rodeo, is it?
Am I footy or friends today?
I thought you were filming.
Oh, I'll get it.
Guys, please welcome for the kick it. Please welcome the Kick It Forward pod. Lads, Josh, start with you. How are you, bud?
Yeah, good. Like, epic weekend with the lads. Just big into footy lately, hence why I'm here. And actually, I just listened into your chat with Nat Fife. It was great. It was good to good for you to talk so much footy. So now we're actually going to take over from him.
Yeah, which is exciting. And thanks for breaking that, because no one knew.
Oh, fuck. Should I delete that?
No.
Retroactively delete.
Nat Fife on the pod, pretty cool.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Really nice dude.
Josh really into footy. He's still wearing his... he hasn't taken that off his 2023 grand final.
Oh, fuck, he caught me with the... Does that still have the tag on?
Yeah, it's got a tag on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just a big fan of premierships.
Mm. Can see that.
Harry, how are you, man?
Hey, good. Nice Eagles hat, too.
Thanks, man. I'm fully bought into, like, just the West Coast.
Oh, you guys have been the big advocate this week. Man, welcome to Perth.
Like, I actually just went off the top say a massive thank you to Perth.
You're welcome.
WA.
You're welcome.
Like, what a fucking place. City Beach, the Wreckabite. We'll talk about that.
Mm.
Picker bar.
Best bar in the world.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Daisies.
At Scarborough.
Oh, yeah. I talked up an acai bowl a bit too much at Daisies. And then Dill ordered it and took out everything that I love about the acai bowl.
And Georgia was like, that's weird because it's down the road from my house, so it must be good.
Mum and Dad's house, actually.
Oh, that's
one
less.
One of them anyway.
That's less embarrassing.
No, I'm joking.
So all we have here in Perth is a beach and an acai bowl. Apparently.
Man, it was so good though.
Don't go too crazy.
Oh, and some memories.
We have gone viral on TikTok in a week as well.
Yeah. What do you think of your new TikTok's satire era?
It's concerning to the fact that, like, this has all happened in like a week, and I'm genuinely concerned that once I land in Melbourne, I just want to delete everything.
Have you changed?
Yeah.
Is this because of the hype house?
Yeah. We've like been on a bit of a WA hype house this weekend, like Kick Forward, Dylan Friends. We had Ollie, the Ollie crew around. Mm. We were at the Cottesloe yesterday, and I was like, is this a movie?
It was a good little Sunday session, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, let's...
Good movie.
Go back to the start of where this started. Friday night. Fuck.
It all started on Friday night.
So good. Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
That was awesome.
Little live show.
So Josh put my name down on the door for two tickets.
Yeah.
Three tickets.
Yeah.
I accidentally bought another two guys.
You know how that works, by the way, is that costs us $120.
Hey, also, Dill, what time did it say the show started on your ticket?
Seven.
That's weird because Where were you at 7? You were-
Fuck it. It was a good show.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
What do you think of the start?
Start was good.
We shout out to big thank you for Dill for being in the audience.
What time did you come?
7:15 or something.
No, I got there at 7:15.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You missed the best bit.
If you had to put down the right amount of tickets on the door, I wouldn't have been out the front for half an hour either.
Okay, you brought two extras to a sold-out show. For those that don't have the context, we did our first ever live show. We did one sort of smaller in Melbourne last year. This is there's this really cool venue in Perth, the Rekabyte. It's an old Rekabyte that's been converted into a great venue. And we had 300 people there, and it was really, really humbling. And we don't really normally do it like a live podcast. It's more like a fringe show, right? It's a bit weird. Lots of stuff went wrong, but a lot went right. It was a lot of fun. It was great to have you guys there.
No, it was fantastic to be there. We actually appreciate the invite. And there's another one in Melbourne.
Yeah, we got almost sold out in Melbourne, Adelaide for Gather Round. We're over there with you guys in another hype house, and then also Sydney as well. So we're doing a little tour. We might actually have to add another show in Melbourne, because people have bought
it. Melbourne love you guys.
We've actually never not sold out a show. We were 100%.
Well, don't say that before Adelaide, please.
So to jump around a little bit, it was funny because on Saturday night, and again, thank you to Perth, we had a awesome live event also that night. The night after yours. So it was sort of like yours.
At the Wembley.
And I know you couldn't be there, Harry, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Something on.
Yeah.
But Josh walks into the venue, and we're like myself, Xavier, Ellis, Darcy and Moff sort of like talking through the show, what we're going to do. We sort of get there. Like, I'm a bit nervous. Like, I get nervous for live shows. Want to make sure we've done it really well, because your show was so good. I wanted to give it the respect it deserves. And Josh goes like dead set, looks me in the eye, and he goes, "Man, it's so good you just do like such a small, intimate like show."
That's not a fucking set.
It's so good. It's so good to just do like such a small venue and a small show.
Is he a rock star now or something? Sold out the record.
Genuinely,
I did not fucking say that at all. That's not how I said it. What I meant to say was, it's so good that you give back in a small show. And I didn't say it's bad.
I'm enjoying this. Dill, I'm enjoying being on this end of it for once.
Your show was very cute, mate.
It was so sweet.
From what I saw on the socials.
It was so cute. But you were at the show, Georgia.
I was.
What did you think of Josh's?
Just to give context,
it was myself, Xavier Ellis, who's the Prince of Perth, really.
Yeah.
And it was meant to be Luke Shuey. Luke Shuey had to travel for West Coast.
And then who was
it?
No, who was it meant to be?
I said I was available and you did Shuey.
Who was it meant to be after Shuey? You.
And then,
no, Harry, he couldn't make it. You had the wedding.
And then after Harry, it was...
And you, and then you were charging, and then Josh was cheap. So
okay.
Got him
No, Josh was good. Josh mentioned after, was like, "Fuck, man, I fucking didn't say a thing." I was like, no, he actually played an important role of someone who didn't play footy as like the third person.
Yeah. But the funniest bit was, because it was very intimate, obviously, and it was like, I think it was like 20 people there. Also, one was his mum and auntie. We finished and someone goes, "Guys, I don't even know. They're just there. They bought a ticket." They go, "Hey, mate, thanks for speaking so well." Then four of them started laughing at me. Never met these guys before in my life. And they're like, nah, all good.
Dill, you're very popular though, mate. I reckon you should have gone to a bigger venue. This guy messaged me Saturday night in the request or whatever. "Hey, Harry, I'm here at the Wembley, but wasn't quick enough for ticks for the show with Dill tonight. Any chance to get two would be much appreciated."
So anyone messaging you for
that?
Yeah,
this is me. I'm down like 3 hours out of town and blind pissed on rosé. I responded to him at 1 a.m. Sunday morning. "G'day, Morgan. Sorry I wasn't able to help out. I've been down south at a wedding."
That's a long bow to draw.
Got in though somehow.
I think Darcy was just letting everyone in. But it was an awesome night. I genuinely appreciate that. So we had the live show. Your live show was incredible. Hey, Melbourne tickets for your show. How do people get them?
Just go through our Instagram page or live seats as well. If you come to Gather Round, the scheduling sucks because it's during the doubleheader on the Saturday.
Oh, but that's crazy because we've actually sold out our Gather Round show.
Oh,
all 15.
350 people. Yeah, sold out.
What?
Yeah, 350 that's people.
We need to sell out more shows by just having three people and one's a mum.
And we'll all bring our mums and aunties.
Yeah, that's good. We are doing that on the Saturday. We're staying you in the hype house on the beach. And then... But yeah, you just through our Instagram page, there's a link there as well.
Adelaide's going to be a movie with us lads there.
Oh my God.
Talk me through this house.
We're all staying in a big house together.
It's going to be sick. Yeah. I'll make breakfast in the morning.
Do we have a bed? Yeah. Is that confirmed?
You three are sharing a room. I think there's bunks.
Good. Oh, sick,
yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, so we're staying...
No, bottom. No, I have bottom.
Do you remember where the house is? Too tall.
Yeah, it's true. It's very dangerous to climb up there for me.
Yeah, lots of room for activities.
Mm. Oh.
So the house is like 40 minutes out of Adelaide. We've got, funnily enough...
Have you got the Airbnb still?
We've got, funnily enough, this is Will Swale, who's just come to work with us, absolute star. His sister is engaged to Riley O'Brien.
Okay.
Adelaide player, Ruckman. and we are actually borrowing his Land Cruiser for the week because it's a 7-seater. So we're borrowing. We're for the whole week. We are all commuting in Riley O'Brien's Land Cruiser in Adelaide.
Wow,
oh, that is sick. Fun.
Yeah,
you know the funny thing about Riley O'Brien? This is like rogue.
He's like a scientist.
No, he's not even just a scientist. He's like MBA. He wants to do medicine. Has like 9 degrees.
It's cold.
It's freezing.
Oh, well, that's zero.
Yeah, can I just fucking speak? I always find that interesting. No, Adelaide should be great. Just on the ticket thing from before, you like people asking for tickets. What is the roguest request you've had for tickets? Like from someone from high school, like, hey mate, any chance for 2GF tickets?
Oh mate, I get that every year.
What about to like Coldplay? Any or like Taylor Swift? Anyone be like, any chance?
People hit me up for Taylor Swift tickets. Like I couldn't get them for that. But I have this sort of, it's a slight arrogance with two things in my life. One's parking. So like I will guarantee you I'll get a park anywhere. And I always do out the front. And the other one is tickets. I hate when people say it's sold out. If with that mindset, it's fucking sold out. You can go anywhere you want to go. Doesn't answer your question, but just two things I like.
Oh, cool.
I love that. Shoot for the stars parking wise. Yeah. Also, the morning of Harry Styles here in Perth, I didn't have a ticket, but I just made it happen with my brain.
Man. That's what I'm saying. You can make it happen.
Heaps of tickets came my way. I mean, it helps working at a radio station.
But very, very privileged situations if you're different, like to get tickets. Yeah, like,
if you've got that mindset.
It's up here, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I remember you talking last time about being given tickets as well and practicing non-gratitude because you got given some really shit tickets to the Carlton Brisbane game and you were like really flat about it.
No.
Yeah, you got like given tickets and they were shit seats and you were like, we need to practice like sometimes not being gratitude.
Yeah.
Like grateful, that's the word.
No, so you're saying be less grateful for things.
Every now and then.
How could you become less grateful, Georgia?
Every now and then, like you need to practice being ungrateful. I learned this from you last time. Because then when you are grateful, it means more, you know?
Yep.
I kind of just live my life being grateful every day. It's a bit different.
Yeah. You? You're always so angry.
Yeah, but when I'm grateful because people do well.
Anyway, we did an Ollie collab as well. And then we had some beers on Sundays. And besides that, the whole weekend was a movie. I'll be back here. It was sick. Looking forward to Adelaide.
We'll welcome you with...
It is weird too because like you go to Melbourne and you're unfortunately hit with shit weather constantly. And sorry to bring up weather chat, but here it's like you accidentally have perfect days all the time.
Man, we had such a good day. Every day.
You look like a movie.
It was good. hey, footy. I know you guys listen to Footy and Friends.
Yeah, big time.
On the Oracle.
Yeah, I've heard this. Darcy was talking about it before.
Brisbane 0-2. I said they missed the 8.
Mm-hmm.
Suns are going to make the 8. And Western Bulldogs, I said, will finish 17th. Guess where they are?
7-8?
Yeah.
On track. After round one.
After
round one.
Yeah.
What predictions have you got for my big birds this year?
The West Coast Eagles? Yeah. 18th. Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
Can you just check again?
Yeah.
Check again. Actually, hey, speaking 90th. Of West Coast, I would normally save this for our pod, but I've got a bomb to drop.
Fuck yeah. Well, it's good to tell a story where people are going to listen to as well.
Oh, my God.
And this might change your prediction for West Coast 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said as well?
No.
So it's good to like tell stories that people are actually going to hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this, but I was on the West Coast Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a photo of Harley Reid with his jersey after the game.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say it.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain, based on this photo, Harley Reid has 11 toes.
I like this a lot.
Bullshit. I'm pretty confident.
The West haven't got that one. Let's see.
I'm going to give you the phone. Zoom in on his right foot here. Tell me there aren't 6 toes there.
This could be a Kate Middleton Photoshop botchy job.
They could chuck the 6-toed foot.
No, it's a toe. Don't ruin this for me.
Is this a new black or gold thing?
I can tell. It's like, because I used to play AFL.
What? When?
I've got an AFL player.
And when you get your foot taped like that, that's tape hanging from under the foot.
It's not tape. Look at the difference in colour of the tape. Because I thought it was tape too.
It's the underside of the tape. It's a sticky part of the tape.
Hey, G, you know how you said you...
That's tape. Yeah, you know what? You know what I'm saying?
This Josh, is the most prep you've ever done for
Josh,
a pod.
So you know
it's
I'm
wrong.
Saying I wanted to leave it for my show? I reckon we take it out and we put it back in yours. So
you know what? We'll take it. I'm happy to have that.
I'm keen to not have this in mine.
That is tape. What's the Venn diagram crossover of listeners? We can use you now. G told us at coffee before. Was like, I have got the biggest exclusive.
And I was like, oh man, I really need it this week. I was like, I really need it this week. The ratings are killing.
I'll tell you what, this would be the perfect Daily Mail Perth Now article, but 10 toes and tape is not, I'm sorry.
I don't... further research required.
Okay, we'll look into that.
Inconclusive.
I'm mates with Harley Reid.
Just text
him. On the show.
Might be tape.
What was he like when you had him on the show?
Cool dude.
Chill?
Yeah, chill.
Does he like your TikToks?
Yeah, he does. He actually messaged me about being in Perth.
Oh, really?
Let me see here. Let me get it up. He said...
Oh, did you delay it?
He goes, are you going to that Kick It Forward live show? Those guys fucking suck.
Did he? Do you reply?
Yeah, I said, man, they're each to their own, and those guys are actually all right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they sold it out. It wasn't even 50 people. Oh, it's pretty interesting though, their game yesterday, because like there was like
didn't watch it. I was drinking beers at the cop.
Sorry, this is the friends part. I'm going back to footy.
Yeah, sorry.
Because he's been on the back page of the West for like 70 days, and you know he played fine. But then Freo beat Brisbane, who were a grand finalist.
Mm.
And I was thinking like, fuck, what are the West going to do? Because they got to have one. You think they should probably have the thing, but they somehow split it 50-50. It was Freo up top and Harley on the bottom. So Freo didn't even get it back page.
Do you reckon they're doing it like as a gag now?
Yeah, partially. Mm. I think they actually did that because it's like an engagement monster thing. It's like they're trolling and they know.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
funny.
It's like clickbait in real life.
Yeah.
It isn't.
I like it.
Thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply.
Hey, speaking of footy, Fremantle won.
Yeah, big dog.
Caleb Sarong had 46 touches.
It's
a lot.
Jai Amos, 4 goals, mate.
Yeah,
can you forget he's 21 Amos. Years old?
I remember.
What's your favourite thing about Caleb Sarong?
Favourite thing of Caleb Sarong, he's undersized. He was, you know, top 10 pick in that group that had Liam Henry, I think Hayden Young and him for Freo. But he came in and he was like the most professional... You know, there's these guys coming now like Harley Reid and stuff too, and they're doing like presidential press conferences straight away. Well, he's like already like now a Brownlow favourite. You know, he's killing it.
I just realised that I sent Caleb Sarong a message, I think last night. I said, when we're drunk, and I was like, great game, Bruzzy. I'm over in Perth, but leaving late this afternoon, or tomorrow afternoon. We'll have to link up next time for a pod. Hope you're well. Best of luck for the year. Scene.
I'm sure he would have scrapped
he's
all
actually-
his...
He's typing
as we speak.
Hang on, hang on.
I'm not even joking.
He'll say, I'm scrapping my plans today. Let's catch up.
Yeah.
I'm free.
Delete my number.
Okay.
Is he going to bounce up, then bounce down? Bounce up, bounce down, and then he'll never reply? Oh my God,
he's literally writing a message.
We did a video with him once, and he was really, really funny in it.
Hey, brother, would love to. What do you think of the great state of WA? Weather turned it on for you. Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
Oh, you added the second bit. Why, he did not say that at all. It says delete this number.
Anyway, so Fremantle's good. Guess who I had in the pod today?
Oh, fuck.
Place of Fremantle.
Two
Brownlows.
Oh, fuck.
Two.
I swear you saw him walk up the stairs earlier.
And he was complaining about our squeaky chairs.
Long hair. Muscly.
Plays tennis.
Plays tennis.
Yeah.
Has a trucking company.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Lake Grace.
Nat Fife. Yes.
Oh my God, how did you not get that?
I thought it was Tendai Mazungu.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
They're
but
actually
a good
mates.
Man.
They play together.
Yeah. Really? He actually spoke about Tendai.
Really?
You didn't know that?
Well, I wasn't there.
Okay.
You'll have to tune in.
I will.
We're in the footy bit. Stop embarrassing me.
Yeah,
stop with the tricky questions in the footy bit.
Sorry, mate. But no, it was good. It's good pod.
Okay, go on.
No, it was funny because I'm really freaking out about it because Josh wasn't in the room, but he walks in and I was like really happy with it. It was like awesome. And he goes, did you ask him anything about like this? About like footy? And I was like, nah, didn't get to that. He goes, what about this? I'm like, no, nah, not that either. And it just worked out that I don't think we spoke one bit about footy at all, and I've got probably one of the best players at the Monero on.
Yeah, I was just like, he's been around for a bit.
Well, that's why you're different, Gil.
Yeah.
And anyway, then you had an existential crisis and you kept fishing for compliments to pull yourself out of it.
Yeah, and,
you
were, and like, no one gave me one.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, I just did the worst fucking pod in the world, didn't I? And I was like, what?
Were you wearing that high-vis Eagles hat when you were speaking to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, maybe that's why it didn't
yeah,
work.
That could have been.
That's why it didn't work. West Coast, what do you think?
They're all right. They're fine.
They're
all right. I like Waterman running 10 metres out of bounds.
I think the fans are pretty funny right now.
I think our rebuild's done.
Rebuild. That should be your back page. Rebuild over.
I think we've done it. We only lost by 50, so.
That's true.
I think we're ready.
Yeah,
I
think to start.
It's our year.
That's exciting though, for them.
There's that bomb you're looking for.
Can we, Darcy, can you add a bomb explosion?
We don't do sound, no. Like, no. We don't do anything that takes any effort. Like, Darcy refuses to do any edits.
After we recorded our pod like late last year when Josh was up in Sydney dealing with some personal stuff, I remember you just went to me, what the fuck was all that? All this sound and shit we had. Thank you for coming on, by the way.
It was really... I loved coming on, but it was like as soon as we're about to actually get into something half interesting to talk about, you just play a sting and cut it off.
We were there for an hour and 45 and Dill's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, sting.
We're probably a bit rudderless without your guide.
Mm. What do you mean? I was there.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Anything else footy related you like?
I was just thinking, I didn't really watch a lot this weekend. So I'm putting more into the footy part. I mean, the friends part than the footy part.
Junior,
can we just talk about our favourite things in WA if we're going to like...
Sure.
I actually do want to talk... If someone does do a trip, genuinely, I would say Daisies was good.
You have to say that now.
No, I know, but it was actually quite cute. The store was cute. Like, it had sausage rolls and cafe. Like sit on the grass out the front.
You know cool. what? I like Daisies is cheap. I got... an acai bowl and
we are giving it way too much credit. Yeah. There are 10 billion other things in WA.
Like joking. Yeah. I think you were saying like Daisy is cheap. I got an acai bowl and a sausage roll for like $38.
No, it was $21.
Well, there you go.
That's still pretty expensive.
That's a big brand.
Can we move on? Move on to this topic. Do we talk about like, say, Paradise 20 kilometres off the coast, Rottnest Island? Do we talk about...
I haven't been to Rottnest.
You missed out big time.
Missed out. They got a dome.
Yeah, mate, they got a dome and they've also got my virginity over there. So,
wow. Did you lose it over there?
Yeah. So,
what'd you do?
If you ever go over...
What'd you do over there?
He just got inhaled into Warcraft. He didn't have sex or anything. He still hasn't lost it.
Actually, Dill asked me the other day, what is the best dome? Because I was trying to think, like, what's the dome that means the most to me? Probably Rottnest is where I've had the best.
Well, Rottnest
is a Dunsborough. Harry's is Dunsborough.
No, it's not.
Mine's like the Mandra one.
These guys are qualified to talk about
Falcon Dome.
Dome, the one on the river near the left bank, the Frio one. Is it the East Frio one?
Is that the one where the crab nets are? There's crab nets in that little river?
Quite possibly. There's crab nets all over the Swan River. Yeah. That's a beautiful one. Dome have this amazing... They're a bit like the McDonald's of the world. So they've got this amazing real estate game going on.
Yeah.
Now, Subiaco Dome was shut down a few months ago.
The North Freeway one shut down too.
Oh, that's a shame. It's a great one. Well, Subi Dome is actually being renovated and rebuilt.
Oh, they're actually coming
back.
It's
so exciting because I was actually the last customer in Subi Dome before it closed down.
What'd you get?
And I'm hoping to be the first customer. As I always say with Dome, they do the fundamentals well, the big breakfast. Yep. I don't go past the big breakfast and a fluffy koala.
Yeah, so what's a fluffy koala? Because I haven't had one.
It's like like a bit of a chocolatey shake kind of thing.
With whipped cream and a caramel koala.
You can
add
a bit of coffee in if you want to go that way.
It's like a 1200 calorie drink that is delicious. Yummy. It's a milkshake essentially.
Mm. I love that. Mm. Anyway, Wembley was good. Shelter beer was good. People were the best though.
Which ones?
Everyone I met over here. Everyone I met over here was awesome.
You just cruise around this place. You don't need to wear shoes. You just wear shorts every day.
Oh, I've got a shoe question actually.
Yeah, go.
Because I'm a barefoot supermarket man. I'll go to the supermarket barefoot.
I do that. I don't care about that shit either. I'm fully with you.
Where do you not like, where, at what point? Because I then went Subi Coles barefoot. And then I went upstairs to Target barefoot and I did not feel comfortable in Target barefoot.
I don't think it is inappropriate to go
to
Target.
Where do you draw the line?
Broken Glass Factory?
No, that's quite so nice annoying. Actually. Yeah.
Oh, when you go in there and you want a six pack and then you have to cut your feet up?
I went to about 6 days without wearing shoes before our live show actually. I thought I'd better put shoes on for that.
You had like thongs and stuff, right?
Yeah. But enclosed shoes. It's like, they're like foot prisons.
Mm.
mini foot for reasons.
I had a really bad toe, like...
Ringworm?
No, not ringworm. In my toe, it was like toe
fungus.
Fungal, and I had to like not wear shoes for like a week.
Yeah, that's why Harley had his 11th one.
Yeah.
What was the what
the
was
medical
like,
term?
Chop it off.
Or
no, like when you couldn't wear shoes for a week. Yeah. Oh, you wore thongs though?
I wore Crocs.
Crocs.
Okay. Oh, like it was a real thing. Oh, air shit.
Yeah. Like petrol station's still fine, but for some reason Target, I was like, this seems not right.
But weirdly, Kmart, all for it.
Kmart's fine.
Same owners
Kmart,
too.
I think Kmart, to be the weirdest bloke in Kmart, you have to try pretty hard.
What about the 24-hour Kmart in Bunbury?
Yeah, I think
WA's only 24-hour Kmart's in Bunbury or just outside.
I'm going to fly into Bunbury next time.
You can fly into Busselton, not Bunbury.
Busselton, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I think you should do that. Get down to the south.
And then I'm going out south.
Well, that's the one thing we didn't say. Outside of the area you're talking about, Southwest great, North's great.
Mugga River. I need to go to Mugga River next time.
Yeah.
Get a few waves. I'll show you my favourite breaks down there.
Do you surf?
Oh, big time.
You're a bodyboarder.
Yeah, man.
You actually look like excuse a bodybuilder. Bodyboarder.
Don't you reckon people that when they say, oh, yeah, surf was great, and then you find out they're an adult bodyboarder, you lose all respect for them?
100%. That does not count.
It's like, you're right. You see him on the wave on a bodyboard, and you're like, just stand up.
I got a mate.
Like just get up.
Just another.
I got a mate who's like, oh, I would have killed to go for a surf, but I forgot my bodyboard. And I was like, they're not the same
thing. No, they're not.
You have to say, I'm going for a bodyboard. Then you're like, oh, cool.
I think it's so, like, there's this like dilemma with bodyboarding where I really would love to do it because it looks so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But also when you see someone do it, you're like, just surf.
It's like riding stand up. It's like buying an e-scooter.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it would make my life pretty convenient, but then I would own an e-scooter.
I've got an e-scooter.
Do you really?
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, but now.
You own one?
I don't really ride
I
it.
I think they're cool.
One.
Yeah, no, they're cool.
Is what about a normal scooter? What about a push scooter?
Just buy one of those? What about Heelys? We've all got Heelys now.
Yeah, they're cool.
Harry bought Heelys.
Harry was really good.
Easy,
Harry, so. Really good. I get by. Josh.
Jeez,
you believe that I made you? Probably about similar shit.
No.
Because you were like, oh, my ACL's going to explode. Oh,
yeah. When you've torn your ACL twice, Heelys are a scary thing to
wear. Do some weights, mate.
I can't believe how strong Giorgio is, but this podcast is not much about the footy today. Hey, boys, I thought I saw Denon Kemp from Bloke in a Bar, good friend of us. He did a segment on in the league, and it was like most iconic sponsors in league.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I want to do an AFL version.
Okay.
Top three. Okay. Top three AFL sponsors, most iconic, that ring out to you, that were just aligned well. Start with you.
I don't know if it's aligned well, but I found this one iconic. And when I think of the team, I always think of this logo. Remember that old phone company, 3?
Yes.
Essendon 3.
I had my number from 3. 0425 and orange were 3.
Yeah. Of orange, the word.
No, so 3 and orange were the same business.
Oh,
it
went
from 3 to orange.
But I always picture old Essendon players with the giant 3 on it.
Who?
Who's the Indigenous guy who was real stocky and he had an Italian name?
Dean Rioli?
Yeah, him running around in a long sleeve with the big 3 on it.
Yeah, mine for that and for Fremantle player that went to Fremantle after was McPhee.
Yeah,
Adam
right.
McPhee.
Yeah.
The Essendon.
Iconic.
Yeah, Adam McPhee.
What?
Well done. We should put a sound effect here.
What's yours?
Can I start with the one where they've gone, well, the colours match, so we may as well. Geelong with Ford.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's still there.
Yeah, long-standing partnership. Yeah. A big thanks to Ford for sponsoring
and
the Cats.
Ford
yeah.
Thanks to Ford for everything they do.
Do we know if it's a dealership or the actual company?
I think it's just the Geelong dealership.
Okay. Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah. My one, weirdly, I'm not from Adelaide, so it does stand out, though, is Scott's Transport on Port Adelaide's jumpers.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like early 2000s, Scott's Transport.
Yep.
I wonder how they're going.
Scott's?
Yeah.
Or plummeted since they stopped getting on the jersey.
Maybe.
They're ticking along.
Yeah.
Wheels are turning.
Georgia?
I love Pedigree Western Bulldogs.
Well done.
Was that someone else's?
No.
No, that's iconic though.
I've got another dog
funny.
One coming.
Do you know why that's funny though?
The dogs.
Because it's pet. Dog food with a bulldog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I love that one.
Yeah, they taste all right too.
I wonder, like, surely the chances like, of that sponsorship were a lot higher because it's dogs, right?
You'd think so.
You'd think so.
It's all clicking now.
So like cats should get whiskers.
Cats
should get whiskers.
Because Ford, but cats don't drive cars.
No, so there's no real alignment on that.
It's a bad, yeah.
Also not a big
guy. I'm off Ford now.
Yeah.
Just on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I reverse from Ford now as well.
Dude, just on the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
I think the WA perspective for the Bulldogs is like, you can't not like them. Is that a thing over there?
What's the deal? I've got a bit of beef with Western Bulldogs.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
Me and the team over there, we clash a bit.
Sure. Mm. Okay.
They put my words over one of their idiot videos once saying that Bontempelli's overrated. And I said, but.
Oh, right.
Like, da, 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 and they just had that. And then it was like him, just like his highlights video.
You got maffed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got fucking beer.
You got maffed.
What's yours, deal, number one?
Mine is Port Adelaide, Scott's Transport.
Oh, that was your first one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's back to me.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Were we doing one first or three first? I was going 3-2-1.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, shit.
My last one's a bit
suspense.
I always like it when someone's sponsored by a company that went defunct or something like that. Like, all that they were like, you know, Firepower used to do the Western Bulldogs and a couple of NRL teams, the A-League team, and they turned out to be a gigantic scam. But they thought, you know what? Before we go down, let's sponsor four professional teams for no reason and bankrupt them. Mm. Anyway, Careers One.
To wear Careers One.
But they were this giant scandal because they were rorting the government because they were basically putting people through education, but just collecting the money for doing that rather than actually training them in anything.
Yes. So this is my, this probably shows where it was at the time, but they had two businesses. One was Career One and one was Acquire Learning.
Right.
And the two major sponsors of Carlton were Career One and Acquire Learning. So the same business sponsored twice. And I remember one day we got pulled into like a meeting and they're like, guys, something really bad's happened with these businesses. And we had to all just go in and just tape up everything on our jumpers and just put tape
really?
Over it. Yeah.
Was this before or after Mars era? After Mars.
After Mars era. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't get the hubris from these guys that are doing a giant scam to be like, no, let's just not go in the spotlight too much. Yeah. Actually, let's go on the front of Carlton.
It's hide in plain sight.
Yeah, it's true.
It's hide in plain sight. H?
Anyone that knows me will know that I'm a big, big stadium guy. So, do you mind if I go into a stadium sponsorship quickly?
Mm. I wasn't a part of the rules, but we can bend them.
I think so. I just really recall this one sign at Subiaco Oval back in the day when they would just put like the boards up all along the grandstands. You know, you had your big one sponsoring the teams, SGAO or whatever, Hard Yakka would have been around it. But there was just one board that was there for the entire duration of Subiaco Oval standing. It was Dickie's Tree Service. And it's still in my head. I remember which pocket it was in. Yeah. It was bright green.
I reckon they're still at Optus.
Oh, they've gone hard again, have they? But it's all digital.
I reckon Dickie's Tree Service is still at Optus on one.
Dickie's went hard again.
Yeah, Dickie's
is going real hard.
Wow.
Hard bargain over there. Just quickly on Subi Oval, they renamed it at one stage Crazy John Stadium.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
And the guy was crazy, but he was like cross-eyed and you know what I mean? It wasn't the best logo.
No, and then he died, RIP.
Crazy John.
Crazy John. Life was cut short.
Yeah. Why? Because he had an episode.
So, you got too many phone calls. It's telecommunications.
My second one, Sydney Swans QBE.
That's pretty iconic.
Good one.
Been around for a long time.
Safe.
Yeah, and when you go, so like before I lived in Sydney, I'd never seen QBE.
Oh, right, because they're often state-based, the insurers.
Yeah, so is that right? Is QBE in a Sydney thing?
Well, we got SGIO, which is a
QBE thing. Used to be on Perth Glory.
Oh, wow.
Early 2000s, I believe, QBE.
Right. Cool.
When I think of QBE, I think of the Swans and Perth Glory.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And also, thanks to QBE for getting around them.
No, we appreciate QBE. And we'd love any of these.
Probably some Career One. Actually, Career One made money if they come back in some form.
I remember Speed Kills on Essendon's jerseys, which...
That was a good one. They've had some good ones.
Bit of irony behind that in hindsight.
Why? Because a lot of people like Speed.
Well, no, because they had the whole ban saga, the substance saga.
Does it nothing to do with speeding?
Yeah, no, nothing to do with speeding, but it's funny.
Mm. I've got one off the top of my head.
Yeah, go on.
St Kilda Piping Hot.
Piping Hot was great. Then they got bored.
I didn't know that. That's sick.
Mm. St Kilda Piping Hot.
Did G-Train do a photo shoot with Piping Hot? Mm, yeah, so. Radical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radical.
Lots of G-Train chat coming up in our pod as well. Sorry, it's a teaser.
No, nice. Don't talk about it. Cut that out, does he?
Delete Darcy. I had another one. Hard Yakka. I just reckon it's iconic on Frio. Frio, the giant Hard Yakka.
Jeff Farmer.
Yeah, exactly. The Wiz.
Sandy Lands.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did, when they brought back that the retro jersey.
And they had giant Hard Yakka. They brought back the sponsor. Free sponsorship.
All these sponsors are well and good, but only one sponsor has come up with its own crowd chant and song to cheer along another team.
SGIO, Go Eagles Go.
SGIO, Go Eagles Go.
Didn't we already do SGIO?
It's a good song.
Oh, I mentioned them quickly.
Yeah.
And then they go, SGIO has been a proud sponsor of the West Coast Eagles since 1987. Oh my God, I just realised I was chanting ad the whole time in my childhood.
I know.
Oh my God.
There'd be some boomer in an SGIO meeting being like, guys, I'm telling you, this is going to kick off. They're going to sing it and everyone's going to go, yeah, no, they're not. And then for 10 years, people sang SGIO, Go Eagles Go.
It's like that point in The Simpsons when they sing Join the Army backwards.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And don't worry, guys. You do not have to listen to that horse shit any longer. We are back into it next week with Brett and Mick Barlow.
We're still here.
No, but those guys are really good at what they do. So, honestly, big thanks to those. Can't wait to get back into the season. It's going to be an unreal rest of the year. Thanks so much, ElieXX.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends. And if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. We'll chat to you soon, ElieXX. Thank you so much.